This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Nudi is Italian, obviously, and it's a wee bit like gnocchi, but it's a ricotta dumpling, and it's really what, you know, when you make ricotta ravioli, it's what's inside it.
So but you don't have the pasta bit on the outside.
Yes, it's
so
nude.
So it's G-N-U-D-A.
That's it, yeah.
Just if you're Googling it, so please be careful.
If you not a new, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your responsibility.
We don't stand over anything.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
So ricotta, if you line a sieve with some muslin or be bit of, you know, blue cloth, and then put a couple of tubs of ricotta into that, just put it in the fridge and leave it for a couple of hours, and it'll just strain off the liquid.
Is that just salty
like
water?
It's just what's left over. Yeah. So it's just to make it a wee bit thicker, and then put in strong bread flour, or you can get this double zero flour. It's like a really fine bread flour. It's great for pizzas. A couple of egg yolks, and then some grated parmesan. Season it up with salt and pepper, and you get a dough. What you're looking for, John, is a dough like this. So it's like, you know, it's nice and malleable, but it's not tough. You know, it's nice and soft. You know, you don't want it plasticine.
Yeah. You can roll it easily into a wee ball.
And roll it up, and then straight into boiling water. You make a good big tray of this, and then put those in. And that's the good thing about these is when they're ready, they'll let you know because they'll float to the top.
All right.
And a good bit of salt in the water as well. And that'll do there now, won't it? I have to do a vegetarian one for Chrissy, you see. So I'll keep a bit back for you. Right, so we'll let that boil up then, and then we'll take these off. And then our sugo sauce. So I start off with what Italians call sofrito, but start off with pancetta and just let it cook down, or if you're a vegetarian, just leave it out, do some olive oil. Cook the pancetta down until it gets nice and rendered, so do it very gently. So about 10 minutes, this is a bit you don't like.
This is the bit I never have the patience with, the big globules of fat in the middle of it.
Yeah, and then finely chopped celery, onion, and cook that down in the fat with the pancetta for another 10 minutes. That's nice and soft, and then add some garlic, give it a minute. Hit it with some red wine if you have it. You don't have to put in red wine. Just if you're one of those people that has half a bottle, you know, sometimes. But yeah, so you'll leave it out, John. And
that subject, you gave me a loin of lamb a couple of weeks ago,
yes,
and sent me home with a bag of beans and a piece of meat, and all you had to do was this and a glug of wine.
Yeah.
And honestly, it was delicious. The lamb was amazing. Now, there was too much. I couldn't have operated heavy machinery after a dish
really.
I was on my own, and you know, it was quiet. Anyway,
just a splash,
just a glug.
Yeah, and then when the wine's, and then add passata, good big bottle of passata. And the key to this sauce is, you know, put it on a low heat with a lid on so it doesn't splatter red sauce all over your good tiles.
So
and then cook that. Give it an odd stir. I give it about an hour. Sometimes
I actually
do it in the oven, and you get a really thick sauce.
It's a brownie colour.
I blended it up then. Everything in, just blended it up. And what I tend to do, John, is make loads of this, because you're going to steam up your kitchen, get a good big pot on, and then get it frozen.
Yeah.
You know, just do it. So I'm a big believer in that. So our nudie has come up to So that's quite a thick sauce.
And that sauce will do you for any pasta dish, anything. Any kind of Italian pasta dish you're going to do.
Absolutely, or your pizza, or...
Mm-hmm.
So they're up. Now, and as you can see, I'm just letting a bit of the water come in because the sauce is nice and thick. Just take a bit of the water, and that'll help sort of bring that sauce up to sort of coating consistency.
Uh-huh.
And also, it'll, you know, when we mix it together, it'll kind of emulsify. So we'll get the heat up on this a bit and bring that. So you can see, I'm taking another wee bit of the sauce and give that a bit of a going over there. So that's take a wee bit more of the water, actually, you know, just the salted water, just season it.
Uh-huh.
And then while that's coming up to heat, I just did a bit of oil just to cover a pan, and then just basil leaves. And this will just give you a nice bit of a crunch on top of it as well.
So they're crispy.
Yeah, crispy basil leaves. So that's our nudie ready now. So give you a bit of that. There's a couple of nudie on the plate. And then a bit of basil. And then just some parmesan on top of that, John. Another, there you are.
Look at that.
Other thing that I found, if you strain the ricotta and you make up your nudie and you can put them in the freezer, you know, put them in a tray, mm-hmm. put them in the freezer on parchment paper, cover them, and then if you have an unexpected vegetarian comes to your house, you don't go into a panic and, yeah, like that, you know, so it's like just keep your head, so.
Oh, that is so delicious.
Yeah.
It's really sweet, the tomato sauce.
Did I not give you a fork, no?
You didn't, no.
No,
you give me a lovely big hunk of bread.
Aye, well, that's all right.
To mop up the sauce. That is gorgeous. They're so light.
Aye, they should be light. You're just not putting an awful lot of flour mm-hmm. in them. It's just enough to bring it together. And they need to be nice and squishy. Mm. And the egg yolk, the protein and with the cheese and everything, they'll just bring it together.
Mamma mia, that is gorgeous. Yeah.
Lovely with mint. You know, if you have a glut of mint in your garden, you know, I have actually, I never thought I'd ever say that about anything, but I've got a load of mint at the moment. And mint and ricotta and even a wee bit of lemon zest just with some butter. You don't even need to do if you do a brown butter, some lovely fresh sage leaves, crisp them up, and then just toss your nudie into that. It's delicious as well. So
what happens if you have a lot of weeds in your garden? What can you cook down with them? Cooking
just eat them, and if you don't die, you're fine. Make tea out of them. Make a weed tea. Weed tea. What kind
of
weeds?
Next week, then.
Dandelions.
Oh, I don't know.
I've got a load of nettles now, but I would use them.
Nettle tea, nettle soup.
Nettle pesto is gorgeous.
Really?
Yeah. Just, really good. Really good. And really good for you.
Absolutely.
You
know, sounds good.
When you come from a hike or a swim, bit of bread, a lot of nettle pesto, you're...
Oh. Yeah. That's nudie with sugo and deep fried basil.
Yeah.
All of it, you can make it all as one dish, or you can use the different bits of it and freeze it and keep it and all the rest. If you want the recipes on the website, bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster.
Definitely with the sugo, John. Make a load. Even I use that sugo and then stick it into a stew.
Yeah.
You know, like a beef stew. Yeah.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from the John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.